everybody, and welcome to The Short of It. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. This podcast is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be very bare bones because my regular recording equipment did not survive the move, where I'm having a lot of technical difficulties. I also wanted to touch base with you all. Yes, we moved from Washington, D.C. The title of this podcast is actually Where We Are. Serves twofold purpose. Obviously, we moved, and where in the world is America heading? So this one's going to be incredibly short because I really don't know how to use all the great Anchor tools and how I can edit it. And sometimes I tend to go on a little bit. I know that's just amazingly shocking. So, but before I get in with all of that, let's get started as we usually do with a little good news from God's Word, Psalm 96, 1 through 4. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. And I think that just gives so much hope to what's going on nowadays. And I hope that gives hope and encouragement to you that no matter where we are at, no matter what is happening in our lives, the Lord is still great. And that is something to remember because I think that brings a lot of people comfort. I know it's brought me comfort at different points in my life. And so I just wanted to share it with you and how worthy God is of praise. And no matter what happens, he is still in control. So the move to Greensboro, we finally got out of D.C. I don't know if I ever shared it or not, but my husband and I have been trying to move from D.C. for about a year and a half. It took that long for him to get a transfer because the company he works for is incredibly silly, and the way that they do their job interview process now is really stupid, and it takes a really long time for anyone to transfer. Anyway, we tried really hard to get to Florida, which is where my family is, and which is the most free state, or one of the most free states. We weren't able to get Florida, but we were able to get back to Greensboro, which is where everything started, which is where I moved to from Florida when my husband and I first got together. His family's here, so that's wonderful. And it's a lot less stressful here. Some quick reasons why we move is because we did want to be near family. Living at the center of all evil was a little bit stressful, believe it or not. I mean, I know there's other evil spots in the world, but D.C. just became very pressurized for us. I do miss it very much. D.C. is a wonderful, wonderful city, and we still have many, many great patriots that live there. And, you know, D.C., as one of my friends that still lives there and I, we were talking, you know, D.C. is still part of America. Like, you don't forget about different parts of America just because you don't live there. And it's a nation's capital. It's a place that we're all supposed to be proud of. And so, you know, when people say, oh, well, just let D.C. burn or send all these people here or there, you know, guys, I mean, there are people that make... People in D.C. matter. The people in all of our states matter. So I don't want to get off sounding like I hate D.C. I don't. I'm actually in a bit of culture shock because I very much love the district. I very much still care about what goes on in the district. But for us as a family, my husband was never a really big city guy. So, you know, he moved there for me, basically. And we stayed there for 2 years and we had a lot of great adventures and we had a lot of awesome opportunities. D.C. is only 5 hours away. There's many ways to get there by train or car or flying, obviously, so which we probably won't be doing, but the flying part. But so we are going to be making it back there for different events and things like that and for vacations. So Greensboro is just political enough to keep it interesting. And so Trump's come through here a couple times. They have different rallies. When we left, the socialists actually took it over, which was really funny to me. And that's the thing that taught me a lot about grassroots movements, was that there was just this little socialist group that would show up at all these different festivals and things, and then all of a sudden Greensboro's voting blue, and so we definitely intend on turning it back red. But like I said, I like to go on. So basically we were just looking for balance. We were looking for balance, and I think with what's happening in the world now, I think that's so important to have, because I mean, people often ask, well, what do you do besides politics? Well, I wasn't doing anything besides politics in D.C. because there's always something going on. Even when my parents would come and visit, and we would go down to Palmer's Alley, they were protesting about the use of animal fur in fashion two Christmases ago. I mean, it's just, you know, it's always a lively city, and there's always something going on. But I think with the world being so unstable, and I think with so many bad changes that are going on, I think we have to sort of bring it back in and start with ourselves, right? Because I often talk about, okay, we have to take our towns back one by one, and I think that's absolutely true. But now I'm kind of even reading it in more. I think we have to start making a change in ourselves and in our homes. And because the government's going to put all this propaganda against you. I mean, did you see that even McDonald's is going to start partnering with the partnering, if I can talk, with the CDC to put, we're in this together, on their coffee cups. So, I mean, so you want us to be healthy, but you want people to eat at McDonald's. I mean, the propaganda is strong and it's crazy. So, basically, I think if we focus on ourselves and our families, I think that will also expand the circle, because I think that things are changing and I think things are moving in different directions, and I can't see the future, but I know that God holds the future. So I think that's an important thing to keep in mind, to keep focused on God in the storm. We have to. We absolutely have to. I think the first thing we have to do is get right with God. And, you know, I personally, I'm a Christian. So, you know, yeah, that's knowing Jesus. And so, you know, my job is to let his light shine through me. And that is my full intention and what I'm going to be focusing on, you know, in everything that we do, including politics, because I think your faith definitely dictates your politics. And you can worship whatever God you want. I'm not here to tell you you have to, you know, be a Christian, but I can tell you that you should get to know Jesus, though. But so when I look around in the world, I kind of tend to think, and a lot of people do, that this is what happens in the world and in America when you have a weak president that has weak handlers, however you want to take that. You know, Israel is under attack, the pipelines are going out. So, you know, when I first heard about the pipeline, I thought, so they can hack the pipeline, but there's no way they can hack the election. There's no election fraud whatsoever. Okay, these are just questions. These are my thoughts. This is where my mind goes. So, and I want to know, because I have a feeling that the media is kind of hyping the crisis. I want to know if where you're at, is your gas stations running low on fuel? And I know I have gotten certain reports from different followers that I absolutely trust. They're saying that, yeah, they did have some problems here in North Carolina. My mom in Florida says they're not seeing anything. I know gas prices were higher here in Greensboro, and my husband said that the lines were longer, but as far as we know, in Greensboro, there was no shortage. So I'm curious about what you are experiencing. Leave us a comment, let us know, because frankly, we can't trust the mainstream media, and this is how we start taking back our country, so we'd start talking to each other, right? And so with the vaccines, did Fauci fund the Wuhan labs? Is vaccine shedding real? Do we wear masks? Don't we wear masks? Yeah, we have to do our own research on this. I mean, this is just insane. This is still going on 2 years later. And all I can say is that you have to really dig and do your own research. And you have to realize that they are pushing a certain narrative and that they control the science. We have a border crisis going on. They just keep coming and coming and coming, and the Biden administration doesn't want to do anything. The Biden administration just wants to sit up there smugly and make stupid comments and say, well, it's not really a crisis. And AOC wants to say, oh, well, you know, there's something wrong with the word crisis, so we can't use that. I mean, this is just catching up from what all we've missed since I've been gone. So basically, the world's gone insane, and I know that it's a scary time, and I know that other parts of the nation are perfectly fine, and I know there's other parts that have seen upticks in violence, and I know that some parts aren't affected, and I know some people are just like, well, this is fine. So I get it. I want to know what's going on where you live. I want to know if you're experiencing any of the same things that we are experiencing. I can tell you the difference between Greensboro and DC is huge. I see people in stores not wearing masks, which is awesome. The outside mask mandate's been lifted. I don't know who was wearing masks outside to begin with. We weren't, but apparently some people here were. But we've seen so much patriotism here because people aren't afraid to show their patriotism because there were so many levels in DC of, you know, division. It's very complicated. I won't get into it, but just to be in a place with more like-minded people that aren't afraid to show their beliefs is wonderful. But so what do we do? So I know everyone's concerned about everything. So in my opinion, like I said, you have to get right with God first. And then you have to look at where you live and what you can reasonably do. So, you know, we live in an apartment, so I'm obviously not going to be able to have chickens or any of those things. I'm not saying go and, you know, you have to homestead. I think if you own a farm or you're able to buy some land, I think that's great. I'm not saying this is a time to panic. Don't panic. That's the worst thing that you can do. I'm saying, you know, now may be a time to look at the world and go, okay, we are really dependent on the government. We are really dependent on supermarkets. We are really dependent on all these things. So what are some things that we can do in our community that maybe we can eventually trade or barter or sell even? You know, capitalism is not evil. So I know that I can start a small vegetable garden on my balcony. And so I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be posting about it on my Instagram at Red Hat Chat if you'd like to follow my adventures. I'm not the expert, okay, at any of this. I am just a person that is saved by grace and wants to be an encouragement to people. I almost gave up the podcast because I was like, I don't know what I can offer anybody. Like, I am tired. I'm frustrated, but you know, God kept nudging me to keep doing it. And so I thought, okay, well, what can I offer people? Because I'm not an expert in like anything. I know a little bit about things, but you know, I'm certainly no expert. So why do any of this? Like at this point, you know, I just want to, you know, be happily married and what oblivious to the world. But then I thought, well, how can I, yeah, I'm happily married, but how can I be oblivious to the things going on in the world? You know, what about future generations? So what about, you know, the world we live in now? You know, I don't want to live in some post-apocalyptic, you know, Mad Max world. So I thought, I'm not that person just to sit back. And so I noticed upticks in the podcast, and I hadn't put one out, you know, for a while because we had been so busy with everything. And so, and then we were trying to move, and we moved in like 3 days, and it was just like this whole mess. But then, you know, I was really, really praying about it. And then I noticed all these upticks in the podcast. And I believe was God giving me encouragement to do it. So if you want to follow me for encouragement, not encouraged, like I give you encouragement, like, you know, I look for my encouragement and, you know, my hope in the Lord. So, you know, if I can share that with you and that encourages you, then I think that's great. Then, yeah. Click over and listen. Or if you want to see my zany adventures in gardening or being a homemaker or those things, then tune in, listen, look at my Instagram. I mean, it's eventually all going to end up on my website at redhatchat.com. Anyway, so that's what I have to offer. I have, you know, meet Jesus and hope through Jesus and joy and laughter through Jesus and trying to grow and seek the Lord and what he wants me to do. And hopefully that can expand out and encourage you. So that's where I want to take Red Hat Chat. Obviously, we're still going to talk about politics, and obviously, we're still going to try to make a difference locally. That has not changed. That is something that I'm very passionate about, too. I believe we have to get involved locally with politics in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, like I've said before, start taking back the school boards, the schools, homeschooling, but we have to form a community of people because that's the American spirit, right? We've always been this melting pot of people. So we have to go back to that. We have to get back to the basics, and we have to send the right people to Washington. So anyway, I understand that I went on a tangent. Like I said, I can't go back and edit it out. So yeah, I'll try to wrap it up quickly, but yeah, so it's about looking at what you can do where you are. If you have land and you want to do chickens and pigs and all that, that's awesome. Do that. If you're like me, you're living in an apartment, so I can do a vegetable garden. And so I don't know that much. I can grow flowers, but I don't know that much about growing vegetables. I did a few last year, but I'm really much more serious about it this year. And so that is what I'm going to start with, being a green bean expert, green bean and onion expert. And so I'm going to try to do those because my husband loves green beans and they're good for you, and so are onions, and he loves onions. So I'm going to do that. And I love gardening, and We recently bought a corn plant for the living room because it purifies the air, and I think that's really important. And so I think that's something, you know, invest in yourselves, invest in something that makes you happy, and do something that makes you a little less dependent on the government, on the powers that be. And so that can, you know, it can turn, you never know what God's going to turn something into. When you have a little idea like that, it takes just one little spark from God. And so I think that is super important. And so that's where, you know, we are going to focus on, and that's what I'm going to do. And so I hope that you all stick around for the journey of it. And so also, now is not a time to give up. Now is not a time to give up. I see so many people online throw up their hands and say, oh, I'm done. America's done for. Yeah, we've been here before. Things have been bad before. And I know that it's scary and I know that it's crazy. But you know what? Stop it. Please stop it. This is not a time to give up. This is a time to dig deep in yourselves. And this is a time to do what's necessary to win our country back. And no, let me be very clear. I don't mean violence. I always say it. No violence. I do not advocate violence. I advocate going through the proper channels. And so don't give up. And now is the time to have faith. You have to have faith in God. You have to. God is going to see us through this. And I believe that there could be a great revival at the end of this. But I do know that giving up isn't going to help. You have to have faith. And at the end of the day, you have to have faith that God's going to pull us through. And I know something else that I really want to reiterate, because I know I've talked a lot about the Bible and all of this. Those aren't just empty words. Like, there are times I get really frustrated too. And there are times I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? I don't understand any of this. What's going on with Israel? Oh my gosh. You know? Stop. And I have to remind myself to stop it. Because everything is in God's timing. You are in the exact place that God wants you at this moment. I'm in Greensboro. I will give you let that be an example. So I really wanted Florida, but we got Greensboro. So I can sit here and I can sulk and I can be like, why are we in Greensboro? I really wanted someplace really warm and really, really close to the beach. I don't understand. Or I can be like, okay, Lord, I don't quite understand why we got Greensboro, but I know that this is where you wanted us. And so I am going to seek your will and be happy in what you've given us and be grateful for all the blessings that you've given us, that we're back in our hometown. We're actually in the same apartment complex that we used to live in. God provided us with a car and we're near family. So, you know, I'm going to be grateful for all those things. I don't have to understand the why behind it. I just have to trust God. And I take a lot of comfort in that. So these aren't just empty words of someone that says, oh, well, you better keep your faith, boys and girls, folks out there. Yeah, no, this is me living our life raw. And this is us trying to follow the Lord's will. And it's not always easy. And I'm not perfect at it. I'm a sinner just like you. So don't take my love for the Lord as empty words. Take my love for the Lord as is. I say what I mean, and I try to lead by example. But anything good about me is God. So I'll tell you that right now. So anyway, keep the faith. And I have to tell you last thing, read your Bible. That's all I can say. And the more that I read the Bible, the more that I find that's how God talks to me and shows me things, and that's more of life's answers are in the Bible than anywhere else. And you can say the Bible's been translated a million times. We can get into a theological conversation about it. Okay, that's fine. But I believe this is the inspired word of God. So I think if this wasn't right, that God would find another way to get his word and knowledge out there. So that's my perspective. That may seem really simple to a lot of you. Okay, that's fine. But, you know, I'm just saying that read your Bible. It really helps to get up in the morning and have some sort of devotions. And that will give you hope throughout the day. That fuels your spiritual energy with the Lord. So when you go and turn on the news and go, oh my gosh, what has Biden done now? It can be like, well, it's okay. God's still in control. You can still have joy. And then that joy is going to shine to others. So, okay, folks, thanks for listening. The podcast will come out at least once a week. Hopefully I I can't give you the exact date because, as before, my husband's schedule changes and I find that I have a hard time doing the podcast when he's off because, you know, it's all about balance. So, but I can guarantee that it'll be out once or twice a week, hopefully more than that. But I just wanted to touch base with y'all. I wanted to say thank you so much for hanging in there with us because I know I haven't been on here a lot. So that will change. And I just want to say thank you for sharing. And if you did want to support us, that's the easiest way to do it is just to share the podcast. If you did want to become a $2 patron, you can do that over at patreon.com/redheadchat. Have an awesome day. I hope y'all are having an awesome week, and I will talk to you soon.